Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Kalam Zion. We're learning Simon Ches. Liyitin Maim Lechaber Bechafnov. Uhudin Inota Yoda Achas, Loyikach Bomayim, Vishbach Ayahara Cheris, Shenotlan Element of Kli. So this is the halacha that we've been saying until now. There's a requirement of Kli. So using your, cupping your hands together and using it as a way to pour water on something, so you have karkavra, but you don't have kli. I'm not sure why this is important to point it out, like what was the havamina that we would think otherwise. The Shulchan Aruch has this sif as well. It's a Mishnah, it's had this Yadayim. I think at this point in time, the way he's been presenting everything, it should become obvious to us that this is the halacha. But this is the halacha that you cannot use. So you cannot use your hands together onto somebody else's hands. You cannot use one of your hands onto your other hand. Okay, in Simon Tess, he introduces a few concepts over here. So number one is we're going to see that Netilas Yadayim can be replaced with Tevilas Yadayim. If you have a valid mikvah, you can dip your hands into the mikvah and fulfill the halacha requirement of Netilas Yadayim. As a matter of fact, Tevilas Yadayim is going to have an advantage over Netilas Yadayim, whereas by Netilas Yadayim we wash twice, because in some scenarios the water which we use for Netila has to be removed because it has an element of tumah in it. Normally when you wash with the revias, that's not true, but there are scenarios where you wash with a only revias, not more, and you're pouring on each hand less than revias, so the water will become tumah. You have to remove it, so there's a requirement of drying your hands to remove that water. And we're going to see, but the Tevilas Yadayim, there's no requirement of drying your hands. So you can make the bracha, and you can, even though the hands are not dry them at all, fulfill your mitzvah of Tevilas Yadayim, or Tevilas Yadayim. There is a discussion about drying your hands before you eat bread, because the water in your hands will make the bread soggy, and that's not covered for the bread. You're going to dislike the bread eventually and discard it. That's a separate issue. But regards to Hilchos Netila, the mitzvah, the halacha of Netilas Yadayim, the fact that your hands are wet is not a problem by Tevila. Okay, so the first point we were introducing here is that Tevilas Yadayim works. The second point that the Chayyadim is going to discuss is the idea of taking water from the out of the mikvah and pouring it onto your hand. So now, normally, once something is detached from the mikvah, that's not going to be part of the mikvah anymore. It loses the whole mile of mikvah. So what about if I can make a connection of a flow of water? Either the kli, which I take out of the mikvah, has a hole in the bottom of it. So as I'm putting my hands in a mingtoivo, the water is flowing out of the bottom of the kli and connecting back to the mikvah. Or I'm pouring from the kli onto my hands, and the other end is the water is connected back to the mikvah because there's a hole in the bottom of the kli. So let's use this issue of a kli which has a hole in the bottom of it to our advantage, to allow it to connect back to the water in the mikvah. So is that considered? It's not going to work as a Tevilas Yadayim with a kli, but let it work as a form of tevila, because the water is connected back to the mikvah even though it's out of the mikvah. So the fact that water is out of the mikvah, there are scenarios where that seems to work. It talks about a case of if you would have a whole 40 saw of water would detach from the mikvah as a wave and go over something. So that would work. So this, what we're trying to connect over here is you don't have the 40 saw, you don't have that type of level of water on its own, but you have something called nitzuk, that as you're pouring, you have the flow of the liquid connecting between the mikvah and what you're putting on your hands. The kli, because it has a hole in it, is not considered a kli, so it's not an interruption. So is nitzah considered connected back to the mikvah? And that's the discussion which the chayal is going to touch over here. So the general we pass it as nitzuk is not considered chibur. That this idea of the flow does not make it as if you're inside the mikvah and would be irrelevant, invalid for the purpose of tevilah. Are we going to be more lenient by netilas yadayim or not? So this is a machlokes rishonim based on a girsa in the Gemara, two girsas in the Gemara. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the girsa that we have, is that it would be valid. They were going to be more lenient by tevilah, by netila. And the Rif has a girsa where he disallows it, and the Rambam follows that girsa of the Rif. So Chayyab is going to discuss that, but tomorrow we will see the actual language of the Chayyab inside and some applications of that. Meanwhile, have a good day.